it will likely come down to the federal court system to decide the fate of Polk Road. The Alaska Department of Transportation wants to pave a road that passes through a native allotment owned by the Polk brothers, Warren Polk, Earl Polk III, Vincent Polk, and Jason Blaine Polk. The DOT said it made offers to purchase the land from the Polks at least 7 times since 2005. Their most recent offer was $99,400 for 2.4 acres. That's the amount that the Polks would receive if the state took the land by eminent domain. Warren Polk, one of the landowners, said that amount is too low to be a respectable offer. The DOT claims it never received a formal counteroffer. The DOT is determined to build this road because it says there exists a, quote, risk of life, health, and safety to residents of the Tundra Ridge and Weavick subdivisions. Currently, there's only one road for emergency services to reach those neighborhoods. The DOT says paving Tundra Ridge Road would open up a second access point for those subdivisions, provide residents there with a shorter drive to the airport, and remove traffic congestion from downtown Bethel. The Bethel City Council passed a resolution on March 9th opposing the state's plans. They say that the state should take an alternative route around Hanger Lake, circumventing the Polk family property. Council members opposed the state taking private native allotments by force. City Manager Pete Williams said the DOT's proposed route doesn't even meet the state's own objectives.
Bethel's kind of outgrown the purpose of this road. Before, there wasn't as many people in these subdivisions. And this road that's currently proposed is going to cause a lot of problems in Tundra Ridge.
Williams said that with Bethel's population growth, the DOT's proposed route would funnel too many vehicles into Tundra Ridge subdivision, which is not built to handle that traffic. This is not the first time that the city has given the state this warning. It passed resolutions in 2016 and 2018 advising the DOT to go with a longer alternate route. The DOT says the alternate route causes damage to 5 additional acres of wetlands and would cost almost $6 million more. Plus, the state has already invested in the proposed route, buying up 5 properties for it. For the alternate route, the DOT says it would need to purchase approximately 10 additional lots that could run into the same issues as the Polk allotment. In response to a state filing an action for eminent domain, attorneys for the Polks wrote the state does not have a claim for condemnation. Among their arguments is that the state can achieve its objectives without taking the Polks' property. They also say that the state is not taking the minimum amount of land necessary and that it is not offering just compensation. The next court hearing for the state of Alaska versus the Polks has not yet been scheduled. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.